You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It's 16 minutes past four, so we're a couple of minutes behind the schedule, but we are going to be speaking now to a man who is doing something quite incredible, and I think he needs, the community needs to get behind this initiative, but we'll tell you about the initiative called Rock for Society in a moment, but we welcome Adam, is it Weilbach?
Weilbach, yes.
Or Weilbach to the studio. Adam, nice to have you with us. All right, just some background. We got an email from Adam, and he said, listen, he's got this idea that he wants to do Rock for Society, and it's going to raise money for a charity. It's going to raise money for musicians. It's also going to raise money for the venues that host these events. And can he come and speak to us here at Zone Radio about it and see what we can do to collaborate? We said, sure, pop on in and let's have a chat. But in the conversation, we found out a little bit more about what drives him and what is the reason why he's doing what he's doing. And Adam, you have a hell of a story to tell, don't you? You can
quite an interesting life.
Yes.
A full life.
Yes. All right. So let's start with the reason why you're doing this.
The reason why I'm doing this is just about what you spoke about a few minutes earlier. Society, as it is wrong.
Mm.
Society need to fix, to be fixed.
Mm.
And if we wait for politicians like Pandor to do it, mm-hmm. pull out a chair, get comfortable, it's going to be a long wait.
Yeah.
It's up to us as members of the society to be the change in the world, what we want to see.
Okay.
And that drove me to restart a dream I had years ago, to be involved in music
mm-hmm.
and to use music as a tool to fight back.
And improve society.
And improve society through it.
Okay. So let's just put this whole thing into perspective. There's a driving factor behind you, and I'm going to get to that now. But just tell us a little bit about your life.
Right. I was born in 1968 in Springs. And growing up in South Africa, like it was, didn't gel with me. I have this favorite story. I was about 5 or 6 years old, and I was sitting in a garden, watching the gardener clean the garden, and I looked at him and I said, but where you stay, does the sun ever shine? And he looked at me and he said to me, the location is a dark place.
Mm.
And that word stuck with me throughout my life till today.
Mm.
And that's what drives me, is I do not want people to live in a dark place. It just doesn't sit right with me.
But you yourself were in a dark place.
Yes. I was working as a restaurant manager during COVID. Had a mental breakdown, was hospitalized for almost 6 months, came out, and my boss said to me, there is no way you can carry on.
Mm.
As much as we love you, as much as we respect you, and that just worsened my depression and took my drive for life basically away, in such a sense that I eventually ended up at one of the charities I currently support, the Kalk Bay Shelter.
Mm.
And I was there for almost a year. And while I was there, I underwent...
So essentially you were homeless.
I was homeless.
Mm.
I underwent... I went into their programs and I started to rediscover myself and my self-worth. Now, being 55 in South Africa, getting employment is virtually impossible. Mm. And then one day, a musician friend of mine, Riku Lati, said, what about this?
Mm-hmm.
What about raising funds, getting gigs for us, and yeah, but the industry has changed. The laws has changed because nowadays you need the entertainment, a live music entertainment license, something that wasn't in place before.
Mm.
Any place could have live music. There wasn't the issue. And now
It's a different animal.
It's a different animal.
Okay, so I don't want to dwell on this too much, but I want to go back to this. I mean, a lot of people went through a really tough time. COVID caught everybody unawares. A lot of people were caught unawares. You're one of them. Your situation was that you ended up in the shelter. You went through their program. But when we were talking, you said that there was one line that you used to drive you forward. Share that line with people and how you used that.
Every morning when I woke up, I would go to the host and say, today is my last day here. And the ironic thing happened. I met my life partner, Adele, and we started dating. And she couldn't understand. This guy is very secretive about where he lives. And eventually, she needed a house sitter for Christmas time. And I said, well, I just need a letter that I'll be house sitting for you. And she said, I think we need to talk. And then I finally told her, listen, I live in a shelter. And she was like, I thought drug addicts and alcoholics and that type of persons live in a shelter. You do not look like you live in a shelter. And I took her to where I lived, and she was like, no, you're not coming back. We had a bit of a family meeting, discussed it, and they were all like, no, it's fine. And then I slowly but surely started to piece my life together in a normal environment. Shelter cannot be called a normal environment. It is a dormitory full of characters from all walks of life, and it's not a place that you can call home.
You also have a lot of pain. You live in pain.
Yes, I've got severe scoliosis and spondylosis. My back is giving out. I know one day I'll be very comfortable in a wheelchair. I hope it's got 4x4 drive to fit my attitude, because otherwise I'm going to need a sponsor for a new wheelchair every week.
All right, so you've got that going on as well as all these other things, and yet you put all of this aside to make, or you've used this where somebody else could have quite easily have gone, oh, woe is me. You have used these things in your life. These things, the depression during COVID, the fact that you're in a shelter, the fact that you're in constant pain all the time, and I know your life partner is constantly moaning at you because you're too active for what your back allows. So you may end up in the wheelchair sooner than you anticipate, and she's worried about it. I know all of this, but yet you still are driven by these things. Is it a fear of having to go back there, or is it just that this is what you see as a solution to society? And how you believe you can make a difference, and music can make a difference.
While you were talking now, something popped in my head, and it was my motto for a long time as well, Public Image Limited. In their song, You May Be Right or You May Be Wrong, they sing, anger is an energy. Ah. And I use that energy, that anger I had about the injustices I see and the wrong I see in society, and the fact that I want to see a change in that, I use that to drive me. It makes me forget that I'm in pain. I do not drink pain pills. I don't like pain pills. I don't like medicine at all, in actual fact. Now and again, I'll have some ointment in my back just to ease the pain a bit, but usually I just go lie flat on my back and relax. And that's actually quite interesting. Entertainment for Society started when I was flat on my back in severe pain, and I just started communicating with my friends that I knew in the music industry, like guys like Arcadis, with whom we had an excellent gig. Saturday past, we raised over 11,000 rand for Kalk Bay Shelter.
This is the same shelter you were in.
The same shelter I was in.
Yeah.
Pay forward, pay back. I don't know what you call it. And yeah, it, isn't a once-off. I do not believe in once-offs.
Mm.
We've identified almost six different charities. I'm working on one more in the area,
mm-hmm.
Which I cannot divulge yet because I haven't sat down with the people. There's CHOC, that's for children with cancer.
Yeah.
Andrea's Dream Foundation, who is for people with lupus.
Mm.
Pride Shelter, for whom we have a gig next week, Wednesday, at the Commons, featuring one of this radio station's favorite artists, Rebecca Allen.
Yeah.
Then we have, what did I mention?
The
Pink Ladies.
Mm.
And then out in Table View, I've got Table View Angels. Mm. I've got a gig for them end of June. And is somebody missing in my list? I should have made notes.
Yeah, well, okay. But that's now this is how it works, folks. So it's not like you dilute this. So now you do a gig for a specific charity. That gig, all the funds from that gig will go to one charity.
That's correct. Okay. One charity, one gig. Okay. Otherwise, the money is...
Yeah, it gets diluted.
Yeah.
So the next one you say is by Rebecca Helen. That's at...
The Commons in Musenberg, yes. Surface Corner,
yes.
And that is for Pride Shelter in Cape Town.
Okay, so that all the money raised there is going to go towards Pride Shelter.
After Rebecca get paid.
Yes, now that's the other thing. The other thing is that you don't want the artist performing for nothing. Your formula is artist gets paid, then you get feet into the establishment, and the charity gets a donation.
That's correct.
So everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Except you.
It happens. It's only rock and roll. it's quite interesting that there is scope, and I don't want people to think, right, this guy is going to pocket the money. Mm. I've got directors, auditors looking at the money, and they were like, right, you get exactly the same pay as a musician.
Okay.
It's in the constitution.
Mm.
We are a registered NPC, so we're legally bound to do what we set out to do. Otherwise, I might just join some or another political party and pocket the money.
Yeah, so the incentive there is to do the gig so that you can also get paid as well.
Yes. One thing they ask me is, why don't I have an incentive where I raise money for entertainment for society? And I said, it just doesn't sit well with me.
Mm.
Raising money for oneself...
Mm-mm.
There's other ways, like public awareness. I've opened a Backer Buddy account, and I will forward the radio station the information, because currently we've got a problem. My cell phone is so old that it still has the guy who supplied Noah with nails for the arc on speed dial. My laptop has the power connection inside. The laptop has blown, so that needs to be replaced. Currently I'm working with two other laptops that friends use, and when they do not use it, I have access to it, and it's chaos. Because now I have to upload all my documents to the cloud and hope it stays there and doesn't disappear, and then when I log into the other computer, download it again. Complicated life.
You'll get through that, but the important thing is that you've got to focus, you know what you want to achieve. You started this... Just over a month ago. And you've already done your first gig. And you've already made your first contribution.
Yes. I haven't paid over money. Mm. It's still lying on Quickets. The moment the money is released, everything gets paid over. The band gets paid, the money. And I want to clear up something here. We also had an art auction on Saturday night, and that money for the art auction goes directly to the shelter.
Okay.
The expenses get paid out of the ticket sales.
Okay. All right. It's not okay. So they did. They did an art auction, and the bottom line is that 11,000 rand, which is a lot of money, can be given to the Kok Bay shelter, and it was almost poetic that that was your first charity to,
yes.
to select. Because that is the people; those are the people who gave you a roof over your head, and you, better than anybody else, knows just how much help they need.
And I can tell people that, yes, NGOs like shelters and so on get money from government. Mm. A whole 10,000 rand a year.
Yeah, that's not...
Divide that into 12 and they get nothing.
Yeah. Look, I think, Adam, it's great that you've come to speak to us. Folks, just to give you some background, Zone Radio, Judy and I have met with Adam. We had a long conversation with him last week. And we are going to be collaborating with him in that every event that he sets up and arranges, we will be giving publicity to. We'll be giving you all the details. And at the end of the day, the numbers are not that huge. I mean, if you get 40, 50 people at an event, the charities are benefiting.
Yes, definitely.
And it's the Olympia Cafe. We need to mention them. They're the one that are providing the venue, and they're providing that free of charge.
They did free of charge, and it was amazing.
Mm.
Akadis loved it. And afterwards, we had a little backstage chat, and they're like, we always want to give back, but we never know how to.
Mm.
And thanks for creating that opportunity.
Yeah, it's special for the musicians as well. But Olympia Cafe, big shout out.
Yes, thank you.
Big shout out.
Kenneth, you guys, thank you so much. I loved it.
And that's going to be, at this stage of the game, one of the venues of choice for you.
Yes, okay. I hope that we can build a good collaboration there as well.
Mm.
Yeah, there's another party involved, and I promise not to mention his name. He wants to stay
anonymous,
even though he's a huge driving force behind this. Thank you very much for what you've done.
Mm.
Without him, I don't think the evening would have been such a great success as it was. Yeah, and we are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, all the X, whatever Twitter's name is now. I always forget to update that account in any case.
Listen, Adam, I think what you're doing is incredible. I think that the fact that somebody who has been through what you have been through and comes out of it still wanting to make a positive contribution, where many people, including myself possibly, would be saying, listen, I'm going to now just fight with everybody because life has now really dealt me a lemon and I don't deserve that. You haven't looked at life that way. You've looked at it from the point of view of, okay, so it wasn't so great, but it's worse for other people. What can I do to make their lives better? And you're putting them ahead of yourself. You're going through your own pain threshold because of this. Worked very, very hard over a short period of time and been successful with your first gig. And I think that is quite remarkable. I've got two comments here. Judy saying, I think this is an incredible initiative. I truly hope that this flies for Adam and his NPC. Sharon says, what a good news story. I have goosebumps. So there we go. Somebody, you making a difference in other people's lives despite your own circumstances, which we both know, and we've spoken openly about it, could be a whole lot better. But you're not worried about that. At this stage of the game, it's everybody else that you want to see a benefit. And I just think that is such an unselfish way of looking at life.
Well, the big thing is, when I look at life, I see it as a learning curve. And I think I had to go through the shelter experience to truly understand what it is for the shelter dweller to be there. I differentiate between a shelter dweller and a person who begs at a robot for his drug money.
Mm.
Because the guy in a shelter realizes there's something wrong in my life. They may not have a willpower yet to break through and to get where I got, but hopefully I can lead by example.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't want everybody to turn out like me. That'll be a scary planet.
Adam, listen, I think what you're doing is quite remarkable, and I want to thank you for doing it and for coming in this afternoon. Here we go. Another message coming through on the WhatsApp. This is Jan saying, I can relate to this story. It's all about choices. Get up and fight, or curl up and die. Wonderful kudos to you.
Thank you so, so much.
So there we go. There's a lot of support coming through here. Adam, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon. And I know what it takes for you to be here, because it hurts you, physically hurts you to be here.
Well, there's another problem that I haven't even mentioned, is I've got a slight brain dysfunction that doesn't allow me to see the spaces between two moving objects.
Oh, so you can't drive either?
I can't drive either. So I have to rely on public transport to get around, and I love it. You meet so many interesting people in public transport as well.
And they are meeting you, and that is interesting for anybody, believe me. Adam, thanks for coming in this
Thank
afternoon.
You so
You've asked me to play a song by a lady whom you have a huge respect for and are a big fan of. That's Wendy Oldfield, but in this case, you want a sweatband.
A sweatband.
And this boy. Adam, thanks for coming in this afternoon. Here's
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to meet you and the community. And I'll see some of you on Wednesday night at the Commons.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.